Since early April, Ketchikan's rec center has provided a temporary homeless shelter that allows space for social distancing. Some 40 cots are spread out throughout the basketball court. Initially, the plan was to keep the emergency shelter open until at least May 15th, or until Ketchikan's borough lifted its emergency declaration. But Ketchikan's Emergency Operations Center announced Thursday that the shelter would close May 3rd, despite the ongoing emergency. Borough Mayor Rodney Dial says he'd like the borough-owned Gateway Recreation Center to be ready to reopen as soon as possible.
The rec center serves a vital purpose for our island, right? It provides positive benefits for physical health, mental health, summer camps for children, and other programs that we're hoping to transition into. And we do feel with the governor's mandates that we're going to be able to do some of those things in the future.
After moving cots, floor coverings, and other equipment out and cleaning the facility, officials hope to reopen the rec center by Memorial Day. For now, indoor gyms throughout Alaska remain closed in accordance with state health mandates. Dial says local governments will continue their efforts to house Ketchikan's homeless population during the pandemic through the Joint Emergency Operations Center.
And we will still continue to provide shelter, but we just no longer need the recreational facility for that.
He pointed to First City Homeless Services Overnight Warming Center as an alternative. The center, which generally runs throughout the winter, closed to the public earlier this month as staff moved to the rec center. Though funding for the Overnight Warming Center generally runs out on April 15th each year, it's a cold weather shelter, Dial says federal relief money could pay for it to reopen. But homeless advocates say moving from the rec center to a downtown Ketchikan church basement isn't that simple. Danita Odell of First City Homeless Services helps run the temporary shelter. She says officials didn't discuss the move with her organization before announcing the closure.
I mean, we're pretty concerned about what this is going to mean for our population, the folks that have been using the shelter up there.
She says the rec center generally serves between 30 and 50 people during the day, and as many as 40 of those spend the night. Odell says her organization's downtown warming center can't accommodate nearly as many people. She anticipates she wouldn't have to turn at least a dozen people away every night.
The space is pretty limited, so our hope is that we can get 15 in there and feel comfortable with the distancing that allows.
And that's during the day. She estimates that no more than 10 would be able to spend the night given the downtown shelter's limited space. And whether the warming center could reopen for overnight stays is still up in the air. Odell says officials already determined that the basement at 400 Main Street couldn't safely accommodate a 24-hour shelter during a public health emergency. That's why the rec center opened in the first place, she says. Through a text message, Odell says it would be, quote, irresponsible to consider placing staff or participants in an unsafe environment, end quote. She says she doubts the First City Homeless Services Board would sign off on what she calls a, quote, band-aid solution to the borough backing out of their agreement, end quote. Borough Mayor Dial, though, says the decision isn't final.
Now, if we, as we go through this process, find that it's not working or that, let's say, members of this population start getting an increase in COVID cases, you know, we can always reassess and go back.
He says officials could consider opening the Ted Ferry Civic Center or National Guard Armory to replace the rec center. But he says the rec center serves a valuable purpose to everyone in Ketchikan.
We're not looking to put anyone on the street. We're just making a transition. And by making this transition, what we can do is hopefully also help with the physical and mental health of the citizens on the island, including the homeless population that will here in the future be able to use the rec center again.
But Odell says it would be time-consuming and expensive to restaff another temporary shelter once current employees are laid off. And an early April statement from the Ketchikan Emergency Operations Center points to issues with those and other shelter locations. The Civic Center, for example, would need to add showers to function as a shelter. A spokesperson for the Emergency Operations Center didn't answer questions about the shelter closure before deadline. She said officials would address the move in an end-of-day press release or in a Facebook Live Q&A session scheduled for 6 p.m. Friday. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.